Live from the Red Ivy Sports Bar in Chicago, site of the 2015 NFL Draft, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live at the Browns Backer Bar, Red Ivy in Chicago. Nathan Segura and Matt Wilhelm are with you here all the way up till 3 o'clock, getting you ready for the draft. 216-578-0850. Call your shots today. What do you want? What do you think about these Sam Bradford rumors? But really, if the Browns stay at 12-19, we want to know what would make you wake up tomorrow and say, all right, this is what I want for the Cleveland Browns. Let's start with Scott in Cleveland. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Awesome draft day.
I'm just hoping that if
Ray Farmer does make a trade for Sam Bradford, I think he's going to wish his suspension for Textgate was a year long, because I think that's how long it'll take the Browns fans to stop their backlash on him. And as far as the draft goes, I just hope they stay true to the personnel department, stick to the board, make selections at 12-19, and come out with some players ready to go. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Who would you want at 12-19, Scott?
He hung up.
All right.
I don't oppose staying at 12-19.
That'd be great.
And again, for the Cleveland, it's I don't want to be so desperate if we're seeking out Sam Bradford that we're going to take any deal simply involving Sam Bradford. I'd love to get value. What do we got? You know, Bradford and a fourth, or Bradford and next year's fourth round pick. For the 12th overall selection. Then you're getting a great player, your potential franchise quarterback, and value, which is a young asset in next year's draft, which would give us what, 11 picks, 12 picks next year?
We're going to have a lot of picks next year.
A lot of compensatory picks
as well. Gives them an opportunity to move around. It's all speculation right now, even as Pro Football Talk saying the Browns think they can trade for Sam Bradford. The Eagles think they can end up getting Mariota. Bradford will have a say in that. Multiple reports have said that Bradford would not be willing to sign a new contract with the Browns, which raises the questions about whether it would really make any sense to trade for Bradford with 1 year and $13 million left on his deal when you're giving up a first-round pick for him. To me, it doesn't sound smart. The best you could do is have him for $13 million, then franchise him for $20 the following season.
Yeah.
That's a big investment in a guy who's hurt. Plus, you're giving away a cheap asset in what would be a first-round pick under a rookie contract for 4 to 5 years.
You definitely are. And that all being said, yes, his number is more steep than we've paid at the quarterback position for a very long time. But if he stabilizes this organization with his play at quarterback, it's a feasible number to spend, simply because, as you and I have both identified, over the past few months, we've got McCown, essentially, you got him on a one-year deal, so you can cut him next year. You've got Johnny under contract for, $2 million? You've got Connor Shaw for league minimum, maybe $1 million, and Thady Lou on a vet minimum contract as well. So you still only have,
You don't have
much invested in the quarterback position, and you can, throw that money at Sam Bradford, again, on a prove-it deal in this 1 year after this potential trade, to prove he wants to stay in Cleveland, it's a winning culture, and that he also can prove to the Cleveland Browns fans that he can win and stabilize this organization.
Let's go to Phil in Brecksville now. Phil, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily. Happy draft day.
Hey, Matt, Nathan. Just a quick question for you. It's about protocol more than anything for me. What happens in the draft room? I mean, why haven't we had more people say, yeah, hey, I didn't make that call? I mean, did both of the teams talk to the XFL, and does one of the teams say, go back?
I didn't totally understand the question, but what happens in the draft room is you'll have the general manager, Ray Farmer, will be there, Mike Pettine will be there, Jimmy Haslam will be there. Anybody that Ray Farmer wants from his personnel department that he wants with him will be there. The team president, Alex Shiner, Sashi Brown, they'll all be in there. They have their board. The board is set, and they're going to go through it. They have phones where they can contact general managers, head coaches of teams, talk to anybody they need to about any of these deals. But when you say let me make this clear. Any pick that is made, it will be the pick of Ray Farmer.
Yes.
It was last year. It will be this year as well.
And you know that now more than ever. Simply the buzz around the building in Berea is that Ray Farmer, has set his board, his staff have accumulated, all the analytics associated with every prospect in this draft. And it is set and has been set for a long time. Signing those free agents the way we did, this offseason, that second week of free agency, going out and adding some veteran, some leadership and playmakers to this team, really didn't deviate too much from his draft board. So he's trusting in his scouts this year, not someone else's scouts, and his board has been set, and how this all plays out is going to be Ray Farmer's call.
It will be. I hope they stay at 12-19. I hope they do not make the trade for Bradford. I hope they do not make the trade for Mariota. That seems to be giving up way too much. I don't think that will happen ultimately. The Bradford one, though, seems to have some legs right now, and we'll see ultimately how that ends up for the Browns. But, again, if you don't have them under any kind of a contract, that seems to be so risky to me to give up a first-round pick for Sam Bradford. Let's go to Don in Canton. Don, call your shot on tonight's draft.
Well, I think that the Browns are going to stay at 12, get Parker, okay, move back up from 19 to 13 to get their tackle.
It's a defensive tackle, Danny Shelton.
So you're saying they're going to come out of there with Devontae Parker and Danny Shelton. I would give that an A+. I would love that.
I would too.
That would
make
me very
happy. Take? Would it take giving 43 to move up from 19 to 13? That's a significant jump.
It's a big jump, and I don't think you need to do that, because if you look at the teams, I don't think anybody's taking Shelton, because the Texans, they just got Vince Wilfork.
You got Miami in there. You got the 49ers in between
they're
12
not,
and 19.
No way the 49ers are taking him.
Who else? You've got Kansas City.
Kansas
doesn't
City's
need a defensive tackle.
No, but they could take him. It, to me, you wouldn't have to come that far back up. If he gets past the Browns, I think he could actually be there for
14,
you at 19
15,
and you watch
19?
Him.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he falls if he gets past the Browns at number 12. But if you get Devontae Parker, Danny Shelton, that would be great. The other name we keep hearing at number 12 is Todd Gurley. You don't want him. I don't want him. I know that he could be great, but guess what? You have two good young backs right now, I believe, in Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West. Marshall Faulk yesterday talked to Kevin Jones, our own guy over there at ClevelandBrowns.com, who wrote, by the way, a great article about Joe Hayden and his leadership role that I would urge everybody to check out. Hayden, actually, it's one of Hayden's favorite articles, as a matter of fact.
Of course it is. It's about himself.
But he talked to Marshall Faulk, and Marshall Faulk said, I think you've got two good young backs in Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West. I don't think you take a running back in the first round. I would agree with him. Right about that. I don't want that to happen, but we'll see what does happen. Let's go to Sean in Cleveland now. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
And you got it, man.
What I want to say is that, you know, every year we do this, like I call it one-hit wonders, but when it comes to quarterback, we'll pick a quarterback, we'll try him out. We'll try him out this year. If don't work out, let's go back to the drawing board. We keep doing this over and over again, and it's just crazy. It's like, I mean, ever since I can remember, we've been going back and forth with this whole quarterback issue, getting somebody, and then we're saying, okay, Johnny Manziel may not work out. Okay, well, Hoyer may not work out. We keep doing this, and it's like we got to a point, why don't we just get what we need and move on? Like, let's stop going through this same insanity caravan over and over again. It's just crazy.
Well, until you have the quarterback, you need to do everything you can to find the quarterback. I think you got to give Johnny Manziel some time. Let's see what we have in him coming out of rehab. That's what I believe. Sean in Medina, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dog.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. I hope
Good.
You're enjoying my hometown.
We are. We're
we
having
are.
A great time in Chicago.
And that's awesome. Good. So I'm going to go with the 12th pick, Danny Shelton.
I love it.
Going to go with the 19th and Jalen Strong. And then for our first round pick, I'm going to go
43rd
Garrett
pick.
Grayson. 43rd pick, Garrett Grayson, if he's on the board.
It's a little, to me, a little early for Grayson, but I do like him. He projects kind of as a backup, has an opportunity to start in this league. I like the first two picks. Jalen Strong's not that burner on the outside.
No, but he's
I want
big
somebody who's a
play.
Little bit faster
sure.
than Strong. But I would be okay with Jalen
I don't
Strong.
Like the Grayson pick simply because, as you said, he's not a starter. So we're adding another backup to our roster. If we have McCown, we'll say, is the starter. Johnny's in a backup role right now. Thad Lewis is in a backup role. Connor Shaw's in a backup
right.
role. Grayson, we're going to have five quarterbacks, four of which need to prove that they could potentially even play at the NFL level.
NFL. I agree. Carl and Canal Fulton, welcome to the show. Let's go to Mike in Youngstown. What's up, Mike?
Gentlemen, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
All
go
right.
Browns.
Hey, what I'm thinking is this. I agree with you more than 1,000%. I think people that don't want Bradford, especially at a bargain price of a 19, we would be out of our minds. But we have to have a deal put in place. And I think another thing we have to see, if Mariota would drop down to the Redskins, you know, that could be good. And also, I just think that overall, I would keep the 12 and the 19 and get Shelton or Parker and Shelton, and I think we'd be in business.
I think so, too. I don't think there's any way at 12-19 to get Parker and Shelton unless you go Parker first, Shelton second. And I'm pretty sure if Shelton's on the board, the Browns are going to take him at number 12. That, at least that's what I think.
You know, something else I'll throw out. So, for example, is maybe Tennessee is garnering as much information as they can and potential deals for people that want to move up to two simply so they can move back and accumulate picks and get more talent for Marcus Mariota, but maybe they don't take him. If that deal does not get done, they don't take him. Say maybe they take Leonard Williams.
They're taking him.
Okay, they're taking him.
But I think.
Right, they might take him and then trade him after the fact, kind of like the Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning deal. But if Mariota does move back and goes, you know, five or six to either the Jets or somebody like that, do you think the Browns are still in play having to give up less to get up to five or six as opposed to get up to two and do a deal to get Mariota?
Would the Browns be more likely to go to five or six? Certainly. If their Redskins are there, that brings –
would it just
Mariota
be 12-19?
Also brings RG3 to get to six.
Yeah.
Probably could be 12 and next year's first or – yeah. I think you could get to six, obviously, or five is significantly easier than getting all the way up to number two. I don't think the Browns are going to pay that price. Adam Schefter's reporting again that it is very unlikely.
I trust Schefter
at this point. I do too, and Jake Glazer saying that it is going to be such a big price tag that he's not sure anybody is going to pay it. Adam in Elyria, welcome to the show.
E-Town.
Come on.
What's up, Adam?
Happy draft. Happy draft day.
Thank you. Happy draft day to you, finally.
Okay, here's a question, or here's a thing. I like Danny Shelton at 12.
Yeah.
And what about trading 19 to pick 24 at Arizona, packaging some for Larry Fitzgerald?
I don't want to give up a first-round pick for a guy that's at that stage of his career.
Right.
That's the issue. Larry Fitzgerald, great player, but he's in the twilight of his career. His salary would be high. It wouldn't make sense financially. I don't think you're Larry Fitzgerald away from winning the Super Bowl right now. You need to keep bringing in young talent.
And we just signed Dwayne Bowe.
Team. And we signed Dwayne Bowe. Not that they're on the same level.
But age-wise.
Right.
And at their point in their career.
Ron in Orlando. Well, Ron, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Ron.
All right, real quick. I'm about ready to go to work. I'm throwing my Browns hat on. I'm going to go to work. I just don't want at 9:30 tonight all my buddies coming up and laughing and going, guess what your Browns did? That's all I want on my draft day.
I want to know who are your buddies rooting for?
I have Steelers fans down here, Dolphins, Ravens, and Cowboys.
All right. What would you like to see happen at 12-19? Who are the guys that you
want? I hate to say it. I like the kid from Florida. I think we could use his outside rushing ability,
Fowler,
I guess.
Fowler be gone by four.
He'll be gone.
Yeah. I know. I'd like to package somebody, move up and get the kid, and the wide receiver from West Virginia. Those would be my two guys.
I love Kevin White. But Kevin White, in most people's eyes, is now a crapshoot with Amari Cooper at three or four, either Jacksonville or Oakland.
And he's not going to get past the Jets or Chicago at six or seven either. Jim in Akron, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live at the Red Ivy in Chicago. What's up, Jim?
Well, fellas, first of all, I want no part of Rob Bradford. He's injury prone and he doesn't want to be here. I'd stay put at 12 and 19, but if Dallas comes and wants our number 12, maybe we can get their number one next year. But if we stay put, Parker and Brown.
Parker and Brown?
Malcolm Brown.
Malcolm Brown, I would love that. I think if you come out of here with a wide receiver and an interior defensive lineman either direction, you're in great shape.
I agree with that. I would love ending up with that, but I still feel a little disappointment in my heart not getting Danny Shelton.
I don't think Devontae Parker is going to be on the board at 12. I think he's going to be gone by 12.
Yeah, he could, and he could go to St. Louis.
He could go to St.
Louis.
Soon he could go to Minnesota and get reunited with Theodore.
Theodore.
All right, when we come back here at the Red Ivy in Chicago, we will have more of your phone calls, more of your tweets, 216-578-0850. As we get it going here, coming up at 1:45, Herm Edwards joins us. 2:15, Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports with the latest draft rumors about the Browns, who have the whole league buzzing. You're just on Twitter right now, whether it's ESPN, whether it's the AP, whether it's Yahoo, whether it's the NFL themselves, at Pro Football Talk. It's all about the Browns and what they are going to do with these picks here. Two of them tonight, 10 total. Will they go get a quarterback? The Browns certainly have everybody wondering what's going to happen. Ray Farmer keeping it close to the vest, but a lot of options before the Browns, and we'll find out in just about 7.5 hours, 6.5 hours when the draft kicks off here in Chicago. So Gerd Wilhelm, we'll be back right after this.